Hello, I'm John Hilliard, Assistant Editor with SearchDataBackup.com. I'm here today speaking with Kevin Beaver, Founder and Principal Information Security Consultant for Principal Logic LLC. We're talking about the current issues surrounding data backup security. How's it going today, Kevin?
Hey, John, doing great. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Thanks for doing this. Well, let's just jump into it. Right now, what are the major challenges with offering encryption for data backups?
Well, I think the major challenge is people not understanding what's at risk. You know, many people in management believe that firewalls and antivirus are all that's needed to keep things in check. And in many situations, IT managers and security administrators are left holding the bag with no budget and no support to do what needs to be done. I would say the other thing is that backup encryption has been notorious, you know, when it comes to complexity, as far as system administration, key management, deployment, just really ongoing oversight, and even price. So I believe that many of these barriers are going away. So we're sort of gotten beyond some of these hurdles. So I think that the technology is ripe and ready for use.
One thing I was curious with SMBs, are appliances for encryption a viable option, or are they too costly for smaller organizations?
No, I think they're viable. Spending a few thousand dollars on a technology that's going to keep your business's name out of the headlines is most likely worth it. Regardless of the size of your business, the risk is there. You know, in so many situations, backups are at risk if they're not encrypted. To me, it's a no-brainer. You know, it's like not using whole disk encryption on laptop computers or not having any controls around your smartphones. It's really just a ticking time bomb. So I recommend that people go with an appliance, go with self-encrypting drives, go with software, just do something to keep your backup secure.
Now, are host-based tape and disk encryption, are those technologies developed enough for widespread use, or are there still headaches involved with the implementing any of these things?
You know, I see and hear of people using these technologies all the time. I think the technology is more than ready for mainstream. In fact, with all the government and industry regulations we're having dumped on us these days, I can't imagine running a shop without some sort of backup encryption technology. It's really a great last step of protection in the event that something happens, and will exempt you from many of the compliance requirements. So you have to step back, and before you go down the path of encrypting your backups, just make sure that you're addressing all the important areas, you're doing it for all the right reasons, and you have the right people on board, be it internal staff, or maybe even you get some help from an outside consultant, or perhaps better yet, your backup encryption vendor. Have them help you deploy it, make sure it gets set up properly, and just make sure that everything's in check. And if you do it, if you go about it wisely, I don't think you can fail.
One of the buzzwords today is cloud, cloud storage. And you always hear about how service providers talk about how they keep data in the cloud safe and secure. Can you talk a little bit about the protections often used by the cloud providers? And in your opinion, do you think they're robust enough to protect critical or private data?
Well, I'm guessing that many of the cloud providers use some of these very encryption technologies that we're talking about, but the reality is you often don't know. A SAS 70 Type 2 audit report is not enough, but yet that's what a lot of these cloud providers will hand over when you start asking them security questions. The thing is, you may be able to just ask your cloud provider how they're protecting your data. How is it being done? How is it being protected? What technologies are you using? Interesting thing that I'm finding out is that your backups are only as secure as the web application on the other end. You wouldn't believe the glaring security holes I see on web portals that are designed to protect this type of sensitive information. So you need to find out what measures your cloud providers have taken or has taken to ensure that their web environment is secure. You know, firewalls and SSLs just aren't enough. You've got to make sure that everything is in check and that they've actually verified that things are, in check through security testing, vulnerability assessments, penetration tests, things like that. So in the end, it's up to you to ask the tough questions and make sure that your cloud providers have your best interest in mind.
Just following up on that just for one moment, generally speaking, what are some of the, say, common issues you often see with cloud providers in your experience when it comes to security?
Well, it's really the application, the web front end, the web application that you log into, where you go and manage all of your stuff, whatever the application or whatever the cloud service is for. I see a lot of issues with the login mechanism. I see where weak passwords are allowed. I see things like SQL injection and application logic flaws that will allow, you know, someone that does have legitimate credentials to actually elevate their privileges within the application. So it's a lot of stuff that's not going to be uncovered in a SAS 70 Type 2 audit, nor is it going to be uncovered in some basic vulnerability scans. This is something that you actually have to dig into the application and see, you know, what's there, what can be manipulated from the perspective of the bad guys.
On the other side of the issue, how seriously do you think organizations handle the disposal of old storage media like tape and disk? Do you think they do enough to destroy the data that might be remaining on that media?
Well, I believe many people have good intentions and know how to properly destroy old storage media. In fact, a lot of organizations that I've seen, a lot of people that I speak with, they have a specific policy, specific process for handling all of that. It is interesting. One of the most common questions that I get is, how should I destroy my old backup media? Even if you recycle your media at some sort of electronics recycling facility or you throw it away, whatever, you really don't know for sure where it's going to end up, whose hands it's going to fall into, and what could potentially happen. So I tell people to destroy it themselves if possible. You know, you can use a degausser, you can physically destroy the media, you can buy a machine to do that, you can work, you know, whatever formal process around that, just as long as you're doing something. Interestingly, it's not just old media that's at risk. You know, people are handling existing media in risky ways as well, as shown on the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse Chronology of Data Breaches. This year alone, about 2 million sensitive personal records have been compromised in data breaches involving unencrypted and mishandled backups. So I'm guessing that's just the tip of the iceberg as well, you know, what goes undetected and unreported.
Okay. We've been speaking with Kevin Beaver, founder and principal information security consultant for Principal Logic LLC. For the latest in backup security and other issues surrounding data backup, check out our website at searchdatabackup.com. I'm John Hilliard, and thanks for listening.